Amen. You may be seated. Happy first Monday of chapel. This is the first Monday chapel. We've had a Wednesday, we've had a Friday, but welcome to Monday, and this one's a little different. Labor Day. We're laboring on Labor Day. What a good thing. What a good thing. Everybody else is off, but we're working. I love it. Hey, it's great to have some alumni here who have come back because they're not laboring. How many? Just go, hey, any alumni? All right, love it. Glad you're here, Ryan. Way to go, and others. Kate, Kiner, good to have you here. My name is Paul Boersma. I'm one of the chaplains on the campus ministries team, and I want to introduce to you Meredith Ranke, who is a senior from Plymouth, Michigan. Yep. Yep. Awesome. Good to have you here, Meredith. You know a few people, it looks like.
Just a few.
Hey, Meredith and I want to teach you a scripture verse today. And to do that, well, before I even say that, this is a scripture verse that I'm going to help you to remember. We're going to help you remember because I'm going to call back to it at different parts of this semester to this specific scripture verse. And it's found in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. And it goes like this. And let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. I'm going to say it again. And let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. Now, this is a scripture we want you to take and put in your pocket and hopefully carry it around today, but also the rest of the semester. And we want you to not just hear it today, but we want you to learn it. So we're going to do what we call a little call and response. I'm going to say a part of it, and you're going to say it back with a little chutzpah, all right? Say it with a little gusto, okay? And we're going to get it from our heads down to our souls, okay? You ready? So here we go. I'm going to say it. You respond it back, okay? And let us consider.
And let us consider.
And let us consider.
And let us consider.
How to spur one another on.
How to spur one another on.
To love and good deeds.
To love and good deeds.
To love and good deeds.
And let us consider how to spur one another on.
And let us consider how to spur one another on. To love and good deeds.
To love and good deeds.
Okay, now turn to your neighbor and say it to him right now. Go on. You got to get in.
And let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds.
And let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds. All right, you got it? You got it?
I think they got it.
I love it. I love it. Okay, let's see how good you got it. Victoria Swift, let's hear it. Hold it. Shh. Calling her out.
And let us consider how to spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
Woo! All right. All right, I'm calling it out. I love it. Everybody's looking down right now. Josh Gibson, bring it on, big baby. Come on, man. Say it loud.
Let us consider how to spur one another on to love and good deeds.
Whoa. Okay, you darn swimmers back there. I know where you swimmers sit. Ryan Johnson, you're the alumni. Come on, baby, say it loud.
And let us consider
how to spur... To love and good deeds. Great job. All right, Ryan. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Okay. Thanks, Ryan. Sorry, buddy. Okay. PC, put it on the overhead. So here's what we're going to do. Meredith and I want to spur you all on to love and good deeds by sharing a little pieces of Meredith's story throughout her 4 years at Hope College. So... listen in. So, Meredith.
Yes.
We just went through orientation weekend.
That we did.
First year students, are you hanging? You're still here? Okay, great. So, Meredith, can you remember freshman year? Can you bring back some memories? What were some of your thoughts?
For sure. Orientation, very overwhelming, but also very fun. So you made it. You made it through the toughest part of Hope College, I guess. But
yeah.
I still have really good friends from my orientation group. And if you would have told me 4 years ago that I'd be sitting on the stage talking to all of you, I'd think you're insane. So, yeah. Sky's the limit. Yeah. It's like, have fun.
Yeah. So freshman year, you lived where?
I lived in Dykstra.
Whoa, the Dykstra ladies. And what was it like living in Dykstra for you?
Well, I grew up with all brothers. So it was like 180 from what I grew up in, what I knew. It was the first time anybody asked to borrow my clothes. besides a hat, maybe. But
Yeah,
it was definitely, I learned the beauty of like community with other women too. And it was just like really nice to go in and have a community of 12 people. Like, you didn't know each other, but you were thrown in a room together, so you were friends. And I'm still, like, my closest friends are some of my cluster mates from freshman year, which is a blessing. And doesn't always happen, disclaimer. But if you get lucky, hold on to them. So there's some good people in there.
And there's a reason you only live in Dykstra 1 year, right, for women. One year's good enough.
Yeah, I mean, unless you decide to be an RA there.
Which you did.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Then you go back, round two.
That's awesome. So freshman year, a lot of changes for you.
Yeah.
You come from the east side of the state. You come here. Did you know anybody? Was there anybody from your high school here or friends that you came with? Or not really?
Not really. My high school was like this educational park. So I went to school with like 7,000 kids. So Hope was half the size of that. And there were a couple people that came from that place, but I didn't really know them. So it was kind of like a fresh start all around the board.
Yeah. So how was that? What were the challenges for you that first, especially the first semester, which, you know, a lot of freshmen are in or first year students? What was it like for you? What were some of the specific challenges?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of little ones, like making friends for sure and like finding a home church, because chapel and gatherings are great, but there's also a whole different community outside of Hope.
Yeah.
And then leaving family is also really hard for me, but overall, I think like it comes down to this just challenge of being okay being new at something and being okay being the small fish again and asking for help. I know the feeling of being a freshman but not wanting to like have the spotlight on you that you're a freshman. But pretty much all upperclassmen can tell if you're a freshman.
A freshman look?
I mean,
like
it's new.
Freshman.
Like
freshman. Yeah.
I mean, you can tell that like it's new. Like I was there. I know what I looked like. I tried not to look like, but I looked like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't speak for everybody, but I have a feeling that most people that have done this before want to help you. So it's okay to be new at something, and it's okay to ask for help, and it's okay to accept that. And
You were saying to me.
Landed with pride. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you were saying to me. Growing up in a household of brothers, and for others who have that, sometimes growing up with brothers, you don't show weakness, right? Is there some others who could give amen to that? Yep. My daughter grew up with two brothers, and there's benefits to that, but it can be tough, too.
Yeah.
And so for you, you said you came here, and you were almost kind of trained, don't show weakness, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, it's interesting now as a senior, don't be afraid to ask for help. And so, how was that for you? When did that start kind of breaking through some of those old patterns of not showing weakness?
Kind of when I got to the end of myself, actually. I am stubborn, and I want to do everything by myself and say that I can do it and just keep plugging through. And it got to a point where I switched my major to elementary math education. After, like, 2 years of being an early childhood major, so I, like, jumped into Calc 2 after, like, not taking math for 2 years. And, like, I just couldn't do that by myself.
Yeah.
And so it was just, like, very humbling. It definitely took a lot of humility.
To ask for help.
Yeah. But there's beauty in it, so.
Yeah. So let me fast forward, because time's running fast.
Yeah.
So for you, Meredith, you were one very active in a lot of things, especially through your sophomore and junior year, to the point that really your life got almost overloaded. Share a little about that quickly.
Yeah, so freshman year, I was excited and got here, and there's like 50,000 things that you can do here. And so I like was just wanting to do it all, and then I just started believing this lie that I could do it all, and then not only that, but this lie that I could do it all by myself. And so I loaded my plate with things that fit on paper, but didn't necessarily fit in humanity. I definitely overestimated my humanity and just piled my plate too high, and I was doing everything halfway because I couldn't muster the energy to do anything fully.
Yeah. So you just went to Alaska with Tim Schoonebell back there. Schoonie's giving a little fist. So what happened at Alaska? God gave you a greater perspective on things. Share briefly about that.
Yeah, that was honestly a life-changing trip. I had come off of like sophomore and junior year of having my plate piled too high, and I had gone. It honestly was like what got me through my junior year because I thought I was gonna like fail at everything. But as soon as the plane took off, I like felt like I could breathe, and I went with all strangers pretty much. I knew names and faces, but I didn't know them. And but I was like, I'm going to Alaska, and I'm gonna have fun, and it's gonna be great. And I don't know what's gonna come of it. But I ended up leaving with people that ended up being more like family than friends, which was totally different than what I had let myself experience in the past 2 years. And Schoonie actually gave us a challenge at the last bonfire, and it's one I'd like to extend to all of you, which is to live uncomfortably content, which sounds like a contradiction, but really makes sense. Just to be content with what you have and where you are and who's in your life, but to never be comfortable or grow stagnant in that. But also, like, but always to like push yourself, challenge yourself, take those leaps of faith, because there's so many cool opportunities when you just keep striving to not stay in one place and open doors that might close on you, but open them.
You know, it reminds me of a verse. And let us consider how to spur one another on. To love and good deeds. Meredith, pray us out, and we're out of here.
All right. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time to gather with everybody. And I pray that you would just make us a people that spurs each other on to love and good deeds. I pray that you would humble us in our humanity and just take away the pride and lead us to lean on each other and lean on you. I just pray that you would continue on and sustain us through this year and this week and this day. And thank you so much for your relentless grace, steadfast faithfulness, and reckless love. I pray that we would never forget you are there with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
One last, quick announcement. First year student only night, 7:30 to 8:30. If you're a first year student tonight, Moss Auditorium, go in peace.